I am what I can be. I am nothing more.
Good evening, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. It's your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative and a bit of everything in this scene. We opened there with Cut Rate Box with Ego. And this fortnight, this particular show, we're actually going to change the format quite a bit from our normal... our regular format, where we're actually going to hand over a lot of the track selection to our guest this evening, which is Jamie from ESA, who is ESA. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello. Right, we've basically let you bring in a selection of music, which is more in the same scope as ESA. What kind of genre would you class ESA as, or this whole selection of music you brought in? Is it electronic, industrial?
Absolutely. The stuff I've kind of brought in has been stuff that's influenced me over the past year. Didn't want to go too far back, because I'm trying to obviously plug other people, but...
Keep it recent and keep it...
That's it, yeah. Keep it exciting and fresh.
And we've got some of your tracks that we're going to play a little later in the show once we figure out what order we're going to play stuff in.
Cool.
And as usual, we're going to try and run down the local club nights and possibly new releases. We'll see what we can fit in. We're basically winging it tonight. Right, okay then. Hopefully if Steph over there has got everything organised, we'll carry on to our next track. Now, can you tell us who this is?
I don't have the CD box in front of me, guys. You'll have to...
Steph, who is it?
Professionalism. Yeah, this is the People's Republic of Europe. It sounds like it could be quite political, but I don't think it is. Monopoly of Violence, this track. It's very nice, it's very nasty, it's very rhythmical. It's all the things that's right about noise these days.
Cool.
We'll be right back. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. We'll be right back.
Okay, this is still Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that ESA with Test, and with, as you heard earlier, we've got Jamie here, who is ESA, in the studio. And before that, I think we introduced the People's Republic of Europe with, Monopoly of Violence. As I say, I'm kind of winging tonight because we're basically letting Jamie choose a lot of the tracks, so a lot of this isn't written down in front of me or anything like that. We're just kind of got a big pile of CDs we're just working through and listening to. So yeah, that was the
good
first
good
track.
Stuff there.
Good stuff, very good stuff. Yes, that Test by
you
ESA.
Plugging me.
Yeah,
was that a plug for me?
Yes, it was.
That was, yes. we enjoy your stuff. That's why we've got you on the show. Yeah, so we're going to play about two or three tracks of Jamie's throughout the night, and that was the first one, so you'll have another one coming up in a little bit. We're not quite sure how long.
That's actually going to be my new single, and that will probably be in the charts this time next month.
Are you thinking top 10?
Yeah, Sony are releasing it. They're putting a lot of money behind it, a lot of promotion behind it.
Yep,
so I'm looking forward to at least a number two.
You've got Kylie and Coldplay to compete against.
Are they coming out next month?
I think so. Well, they're always in the charts, aren't they? So
Coldplay, I feel, will be my biggest competition, but we'll see.
Frog, perchance.
I will take some some poisonous gases over to Coldplay.
Okay,
sorry.
Right. I've actually just had a really weird idea. Take the Crazy Frog song.
Oh, I've had that idea.
And make it kind of a noise.
Make a nice noise track out of it.
Do you really want me to do this to you?
No.
To be honest, I think the less of the Crazy Frog, the better.
I think we need to just leave that where it is. Yeah.
Okay, shall we get on with some more...
some more tunes, yes. Right, this is a track by... Vinterkelder. And this track is called Band Depleted Uranium Weapons.
swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
Right, you heard their Converter with Flowers. Is that correct, guys? I'm not the
expert.
That is
correct.
Yeah, and before that we had Winter Lake. I can't even pronounce these.
Winter Calte.
Thank you. With band-deleted uranium weapons. This is it. This is why I need these guys in the studio with me, because I just can't do a darn thing these days. Right, was just going to quickly run down the club nights and gigs in the area, and it's very annoying. There are virtually none. It's just a quiet fortnight for no readily apparent reason. All we've really got in the monthly club scene is the Wendy House in Leeds, and that's on July the 16th, I think. Goth of all kinds, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £4 on the door. You've got the downstairs room that's all the kind of cheesy gothy stuff, and upstairs is kind of the electronic-y industrial stuff. So a bit of everything. And worth a mention is the weekly Sunday nights at Phono's in Black in Leeds, which is Black Sheep. Now, this has been a very, very long-running weekly goth night, and it's only £1 in, and it's something like 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Guest DJs, all that kind of stuff.
I just remembered one.
Go on.
The George Pub in Leeds, the last Saturday of every month.
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple of things going on there. I'll probably run down those later, well, in next fortnight show. Yeah, because we normally have this Integration and
Resurrected
indeed.
That's
yes.
the one. Yeah,
a couple of very good nights, but we'll give you more details about them nearer the time. Gig wise, there's very little happening again in the area. To be honest, the only major gig happening is Nine Inch Nails playing in Manchester on both Sunday
and Monday.
Yes, we've just discovered that we've all actually got tickets for the Monday gig. It's been sold out for ages, so if you haven't got a ticket, you're very unlikely to get one, unless you find someone very, very nice willing to sell you it. So yeah, we'll probably natter on about that gig afterwards in next week's show.
Next
fortnight show. Why do I always want to say next week's? Oh, well. Anyway, I think it's time to get back to the tunes.
Actually, I just want to ask Jamie this question. What did you think of your Dark City turn?
I thought it was pretty aggressive. I thought it was pretty dark. Apparently the projections were about as good as I could expect.
Really, really good. Yeah. I've got to say, as me and Nigel were there, like, watching your set.
Cool.
And the projections really did.
Yeah, I got a lot of good feedback about that. A lot of people were saying whether to look at me or, you know, check out the projections. The projections were far prettier. We had ladies and stuff on there, so that went down pretty well. Again, I'd rather have had more people there to kind of throw some stuff back at me, but, you know, it's noise, and in Edinburgh, I think people are a little bit maybe VNV'd up or whatever, and that's about it, but
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
When I've been out in Edinburgh, there's been a selection of nights, and I've never actually found a particular noise-based night there. There may be one hiding under a stone somewhere, but I'm not an expert on the Edinburgh nights, but yeah, there's a lot of mixture of nights going on and some noise fans up there. So, yeah, do you think it was good to get asked along to such quite a big festival? Because it was quite a stunning festival with a good lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a stepping stone. I did enjoy it. But again, I was kind of like the only noise kind of act on there. It would have been nice to be at home with a couple of more aggressive acts. Most of it was quite goth-based and EBM-based.
That's true.
I really want Infest next year, so everybody who goes to Infest this year, when you get your little piece of paper at the end of the show saying who do you want to see next year, put three letters, ESA. That's E for Echo, S for Sierra, A for Alpha.
Okay.
It can't be easier to spell than that, can it?
Well, anyway, shall we get back to some some music.
Yeah. Well, who have we got next? Is this
Scrap EDX.
Cool. We'll be right back. This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We've just realised quite how short on time we are, so we're just going to skip through and carry on with the music, but we're just going to quickly back intro what we just played you there. That was ESA with Vishnu. Before that was Monolith with Out of Memory. And before that was Scrappy DX with Search for Personal Utopia, I believe. Right, we're going to carry on with some Autoclave 1.1.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you heard that Autoclave 1.1 with Router. I think most of us in the studio were quite impressed with that because we'd not actually heard that before.
Yeah, the artist is actually quite old, so that's why I decided to play it. It's a right. good friend of mine, but he's getting a bit old these days, so getting that was a bit of a favour to him.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Hello, Tony.
I think, yeah, most people know who we're talking about. And, right, we're actually, as I said earlier, we're running out of time stupidly, so we're actually going to close on one of Jamie's tracks, which is ESA. So what's this track we're going to leave on?
This track is aptly called Say No to Emo.
Right. And yeah, thank you for coming in. Thank you for bringing us loads of tunes and playing us something a bit different from our normal mixture. And that's it, yeah. If you like this stuff, keep on listening. Tune in a fortnight. The stuff, show listings and show archive will be on daxsimulation.org as usual. So see you in a fortnight.
Night-night and enjoy.